1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from the Aurora Sports Park in beautiful Aurora, Colorado, it is the 3A State Championship Saturday semifinals and championship today. I'm Clark Johnson in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call at 352-0336. Folks, we are underway. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. It was the freshman Sadie Ross for the Reds looking for win number 13 on the year against just one defeat. She sets the Beat Diggers down in order in the first inning. Brooklyn Rule, a fly to center fielder Emily Pinkstaff. Then Braylon Rule, her sister, was out on strikes. And then Grace Georgiou bounced to shortstop to Blake Duncan. So 1-2-3 for the Diggers, and here come the Eaton Reds. It is the state semifinals today on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. This is Preps Radio. Eaton Reds, 16-2 on the year, finished first in the Patriot League for the first time I could find. It went back all the way to 2009. No Reds conference wins there, so congrats to Dale Hughes on that, but now it's money time. Into the playoffs, here are the Reds for the fifth time to the Final Four in the last, eight years. So fifth time in 9 years that the Reds are to the Final Four. Two of those, they advanced to the finals and were runners-up. We'll see what happens this year. This is the Brush team, if you remember last year, that knocked the Reds out of the playoffs in the quarterfinals. Brush went on to the championship game where it was the Bulldogs, of course, from UH getting the championship. They're playing on the field across the way from us here, UH and Lutheran. They start actually in about 20 minutes, and then the championship game will be at 1 o'clock today. If either Eaton or University advance, we will have the championship game for you today right here on Preps Radio. So let's get to it. Reds hit here in the bottom of the first inning. Blake Duncan, Emily Pinkstaff, and Sadie Ross. 1-2-3 in the order for the Reds, who are rolling. The Reds have won six straight and 13 of 14. And the pitch by the sophomore Braylon Rule misses outside. It's a ball and no strikes to Blake Duncan. Duncan jumps in, hitting .450 on the year. Third on the team and hits with 27. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's skied to center field. Going back is Tadalini at the track, at the wall, and this one is gone. What a way to start it for the Reds. Blake Duncan, her first home run of the year, and what a way to start the semifinals for the folks in red. I'll tell you what, 1-0 just like that on two pitches. Emily Pinkstaff will come up next, so ooh, what a start for the Reds. In the series between the Reds and the Beat Diggers, the Reds own a 14-9 advantage. This year, pitch in for a strike right there. No balls and a strike to Pinkstaff. This year, the Reds won 18-2 and 7-1 against Brush. The year before, it was all Brush. Three wins for the Beat Diggers, so they take turns. Here's the pitch. Little nubber off towards first base, going to be picked up there by Abreu, and she'll tag out Pinkstaff. So one gone in the first inning, and here comes Sadie Ross. Well, the Beat Diggers, boy, you didn't think they'd be here. The 13-seeded Beat Diggers against the 1-seed Reds today. Beat Diggers beat Rocky Ford, the 4-seed, in the first round 10-7. Then on Thursday came back and beat the only team that's beaten the Reds, and they've beaten the Reds twice this year. That's the Lions. And the Brush had no problem with Lions. Beat them 9-1. So Beat Diggers playing well coming in here, but the Blake Duncan leadoff home run for the Reds has him up 1-0. Pitch to Ross here is up in the zone, and it's a ball and a strike here. Sadie Ross for the Reds at .536. The 30 hits are tied for the club lead. 12 doubles, that's also tied for the club lead. Here's the pitch on the way to Ross. That's up in the zone, and it's two balls and one strike here. Natalie Poss at third base. She's a senior for the Brush Beat Diggers. Brooklyn Rules, the senior shortstop. Riley Leak, the senior second baseman, and just another senior at first in Kylie Abreu. That pitch and that one missed. So it's 3-1 here. The outfield is senior, sophomore, senior. It's Alexis Corral, Carly Tadalini, and Olivia Odell. Another senior back behind the plate, Grace Georgiou. and that's ball four to Ross. So Sadie's aboard. One on for the Reds here and one out in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 Eaton. Reds trying to get back to the championship game for the third time in the last 9 seasons under Dale Hughes, who's been here for a long time. Reds have knocked on the door as a program a bunch. It's time to punch that door through. Here's the pitch. That missed outside. Jenny Jardigan, the RBI machine. She is unbelievable. 27 ribbies on the club this year. That's second on the club. She's had over 50 RBIs 2 years in a row, though. 62 2 years ago, I think that's the number if my brain serves. That's up in the zone right there. So 3 balls and no strikes, I believe, here to Jardigan. Ross down at first. Braylon Rule, 8-6 this year for the Beat Diggers in the circle. A pretty lofty 8.07 earned run average. And that one's ball three right there. So she just delivered high. 3 balls and no strikes. Sadie Ross down at first. Jardigan at the plate. And Yaya Puente, the senior catcher, is out on deck. Rule set to go again. 3-0 pitch and it hit her. She just took that little changeup right on the hip. So Jardigan wears it. 2 on and 1 out here in the first inning following the Blake Duncan leadoff home run for the Reds. And Yaya Puente, the senior catcher, is coming up. Reds have now hit 11 home runs on the year. Beat Diggers have hit 8. Grace George, remember opening game, our first broadcast of the year in Kersey. This one skied to left field and deep. Corral's going back, away back, say goodnight. 3-run shot, Yaya Puente. Well, you can hear the Reds on the bench cheering this one up and all the crowd around the outfield fence, and that's where they've gone twice already. 2 souvenirs into the left field stands, and it's 4-0 Reds here in the first inning. For Yaya Puente, it's home run number 3 on the year. RBIs 31, 32, 33. That's the club lead. Boy, she's having a great senior campaign. What a start for the Reds. 4-0 with 2 home runs here in the first inning. And here's Jamie Woody. Want to thank one of our great sponsors, of course. That is Marinda Simpson State Farm Insurance. Having someone local that's here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. First pitch misses away. 1 ball and no strikes. Marinda Simpson, your State Farm Insurance for the Fort Collins, Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012. Give her a shot today at 223-8700. It's Marinda Simpson State Farm Insurance. That's fouled back against the screen right there, so it goes. A ball and a strike to the left-hand hitting Jamie Woody here. Woody, the senior first baseman. Jamie at 367 coming in. 7 extra base hits, 5 doubles, 2 triples. Rule deals in the pitch, sails one inside. And it's 2 balls and a strike here. So Braylon Rule, the sophomore for Brush, trying to find her zone. She, a walk, a hit batter, and 2 home runs here in the first inning. Pitch on the way to the plate. Inside corner? Nope, missed it. 3 balls, no strikes. Take that back. It's 3-1 now. 3-1. Woody back up from the left side. Rule set to go. The sophomore kicks and deals, and the 3-1 pitch misses way outside. So how far do they go with the sophomore? If you look at Brush's pitching for the year, this is the gal Braylon Rule who has done most of the pitching. 67 and two-thirds out of 73 innings. Mason Unrein, 4 2/3. That's the next one. So this is kind of the gal that brought him to the dance. Pitch is dropped. Runner goes, and the throw down by Georgiou is not close. So Woody's got a stolen base. Boy, the Reds in business here in the first inning. Championship game will be 1 o'clock. We'll have a pregame at 12:30 for you. University and Lutheran getting set to go on the field adjacent to us right now. Try to get your scores on that throughout this morning game. Where the Reds are going right now, it may be quick. That one missed up in the zone. 1 ball and no strikes. Julia Meager, the freshman designated designated player, a designated hitter for you and I, jumps into the box right here. And that pitch is in for a strike. One ball, one strike here. Meager, the second of the two pitchers. Ross went most of the innings. Sadie pitched 75. Julia wins 21 innings. But she was 4-1 with a 1.67 ERA as a freshman. So talk about two great freshmen on the staff. It's crazy. And that's ball four. So three walks, a hit batter, two home runs, and a ground out. That's what the first inning looks like so far for the Reds. Boy, the Beet Diggers, a hill to climb already. And here's Brooke Beacom. They need to shut this down. Boy, the Reds are going to be so far out in front, they're not going to be able to catch him. That's in for a strike. Brooke Beacom had a home run against Wiley in the opening game of the tournament. Brooke hitting 321. That was her third of the year, the one she hit on Tuesday. This one in the dirt. And it is a ball and a strike here. The runners move up. Woody to third, Meager to second, and Beacom now with 15 ribbies on the year, a chance to get a couple more right here. Boy, that would break this thing open in the first inning. 4-0 Reds. Rule comes back in a pitch. Boy, that's right down Main Street. No strike there. Is that right? Boy, I'm off to the side a little bit, and there's no question that the guy in blue out there has a way better vantage point than I do. But, boy, I thought that was there. Two balls, one strike. Comes back with the pitch, and that one missed away. That's 3-1, we think. Starting to walk down to first was Brooke Beacom, but she's got to come back and pick up the bat. Three balls, one strike, one out here. Bottom of the first inning, Reds leading 4-0. Leadoff home run by Blake Duncan, a three-run shot by Yaya Puente. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low, ball four. Boy, tough, tough inning for Braylon Rule. Not the way you want to start off. She's a sophomore, and I don't know what her situation was. I don't have last year's stats with me. One of the few things I don't have here for stats, but I'm not sure if she got to pitch last year, but we've got a pitching change right now. We're going to step aside. We've got a brush pitching change. Reds all over the Beet Diggers in the first inning, 4-0. We'll come back in a moment. Bases are loaded here with one out, chance to break it open. Our timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hey, bruh. Nice to finally see the crib. I can get down with this. Say, brother, you gotta be tripping with these shag carpets. I gotta keep on stepping.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans can fix your flooring problem with brand new floors to get you caught up to the times. From floors to cabinets to countertops, Mitchell's Flooring will get your crib looking groovy.
This is much better, my man. Let's boogie.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, back here in Aurora. First inning, the Reds on a 4-0 advantage against Brush. They've got the bases loaded and one out here and a new pitcher. So Braylon Rule goes eight hitters, and now Mason Unrein, the sophomore, who we told you had just four innings pitched so far this year, takes over. Boy, that just wasn't the effort they wanted from Braylon Rule. Here's the pitch on the way to Olivia Comer, and that's in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Boy, Reds with a big chance here. Comer, 283. Olivia's hitting 13 RBIs, but she's got a bases loaded situation here. Looper, right field, that's going to fall. Base hit. Here comes one run to score. Meager's going to hold at third, so it's merry-go-round baseball. They move up 60 feet, but the Reds on an RBI single by Comer lead this one now by a score of 5-0. Jamie Woody in to score. Meager's to third, Beacom's to second, and here's Olivia Comer at first after the base hit, and it's right back to the top of the order with Blake Duncan, who hit a leadoff home run to start this whole thing going. Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking ball in for a strike. Good pitch there by Unrein. Unrein this year, no record. A 7.50 earned run average. This is her fourth appearance of the year. She's just a sophomore. She looks into Blake Duncan. The pitch on the way here missed away, and it's a ball and a strike. Nowhere to put the runner right now. With the bases loaded, boy, the Reds couldn't ask for a better start. Maybe this is the day they kick that door in and take the hardware home. We'll find out in a number of hours here. Pitch on the way, and that is up and inside. It's two balls and one strike with the bases loaded here. Five runs in for the Reds. A leadoff home run by Blake Duncan. A three-run shot by Yaya Puente. An RBI single by Olivia Comer. 2-1 pitches up and away. 3-1. Well, we had told you the Reds had no problem with Brush in the two regular season games, 18-2 and 7-1. And this is going according to Hoyle then. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. So three balls, two strikes here to Blake Duncan. Emily Pinkstaff on deck here, Reds' 10th hitter of this first inning. Unrein set to go again, delivers, and that pitch missed outside, ball four. So walk in a run there, second RBI for Duncan after the leadoff home run. Meagher's in to score, Beacom's to third, Comer's to second, Duncan's at first, and here comes Emily Pinkstaff. The only out of the inning so far in the first 10 hitters was Pinkstaff on a ground ball to first base. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off to the right and out of play. Emily's been swinging a hot bat, too, no question about it. At 469, six doubles on the year, 12 RBIs. All right, set to go again here is Mason Unrein, the sophomore. She kicks and deals, and the pitch on the way, that's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Unrein, just a sophomore, set to go again. Even in the count, a ball and a strike here. And the pitcher on the way to Pinkstaff fouled away. And behind us, it's a ball and two strikes. Want to thank one of our great sponsors, our in-game sponsor, West Point Carpet One. 1,000 stores in the buying group. Get box, big box store prices and selection with that all-important local customer service. Just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street, they've got it all for you at West Point Carpet One, as this ball is hit to center field and the fly and dropped out there. Dropped by Tadalini. Run's going to score here. They've got to go to third, and they should get it out there, and they will. So they got the force out after the drop at third, but the run scores here. And so the Reds now own a 7-0 lead. That's an E8. Runners go to first and second, and Comer's out at third. So two down. Actually, that's going to wipe out the error. It'll be a fielder's choice that Pinkstaff's on. So no error because they did get the force out on the play. And the force out goes 8-5 at center field to third base. Here's Sadie Rosnow. First and second for the Reds. Two outs, but seven runs in here in the first inning. And the pitch to Ross is up in the zone. Seven runs and for the Reds, quite frankly, you've taken the pitcher for the Brush Beat Diggers who has thrown 95% of their innings this year and knocked her out of the ballgame. That pitch is inside, and it's 2-0. Got to be careful with Sadie Ross, of course, but look who's on deck. Jenny Jarnigan, who's the RBI queen for this team in her career at Eaton. All right, Unrein set to go again. Sophomore kicks and deals, and the pitch is roped into left field. That's a base hit for Ross. Alex Corral is going to throw to the plate on a bounce. Do they have her? Nope. In underneath the tag is Blake Duncan. And the Reds lead 8-0. RBI single for Sadie Ross to help her own cause. And the Reds have first and second, two outs, and here comes Jenny Jarnigan. Was talking about West Point Carpet One, our great in-game sponsor. Call one of their flooring consultants today, 673-4220. That's 673-4220. And they'll take care of you. If you have just an inkling of what you want to do in a remodel, maybe it's even a new home, get your dream fulfilled at West Point Carpet One. It's simple there. They believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. It is West Point Carpet One. All right, Jenny Jernigan trying to do some more damage. Fouls this one off against the screen right there. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Seven runs for the Reds on four hits. Two home runs. Blake Duncan led this whole thing off with a solo shot. And then Yaya Puente went yard with a couple runners aboard. 8-0 Reds. Here's the look in the pitch. I might have said seven right there. It's getting higher in count than my Fresno State education lets me go here in the first inning. Eight runs in, and a wild pitch there moves runners up to second and third. So Jernigan can make it a 10-0 ball game if she can wrap one into the gap here. Boy, what a start for the Eaton Reds here. Hopefully they're not leaving it all on this diamond. We've got to move after this one. The championship game will be played. There's three diamonds here that are all made out nicely to go. University and Lutheran playing on one of those other two. And then that pristine third field is going to be where we have the championship game at 1 o'clock today. And it looks like we'll have that on the air because the Reds look like there's no stopping them, at least here in this one. Pitch missed away right there again. It is three balls and two strikes. First base is open. Well, it doesn't get any easier. You got Yaya Puente on deck who hit the three-run homer in this inning. Here's the look in the 3-2 pitch. Payoff pitch struck her out. Well, Brush gets out of the inning, but not before a whole bunch of damage for the Reds. Eight runs on four hits, two home runs. Blake Duncan, Yaya Puente go deep. After one in Aurora, the state semifinals for the 3A championship. It is Eaton 8. Brush nothing. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning. There's a slow ground ball outside the bag at third, and it is foul for the Brush Beat Diggers, who have a mountain to climb now. Here in the second inning, they'll go 4-5-6, Natalie Poss, Riley Leak, Carly Tatalini. But we will see. Holy cow. You stake one of the best pitchers in the state. I know she's just a freshman, but one of the best. In Sadie Ross to an 8-0 lead, and boy, oh boy, better start warming up the bus. A 5A score, end of one out here in Aurora as well. 5A, it is Grand Junction Central and Fossil Ridge, Dave Phillips Group. Boy, that's 7 of 8 years now that Fossil Ridge is into the Final Four. And no score there at the end of one. This one fouled away, right side out of play. And Natalie Poss will come back and do it again. One ball, two strikes here. First inning for Sadie Ross, 1.49 ERA. That looked like it. She got him 1-2-3, including a strikeout in that one. All right, Natalie Poss back in, the senior third baseman here for the Brush Beat Diggers. And a pitch on the way, ground ball to third. Jernigan up with it, and Jenny straightens and throws her out. Four up, four down for the Beat Diggers here. And Riley Leak, the senior second baseman, will come to the plate. Well, we got football on the air for you last night. We were in Eaton, of course, in the Reds, Scotty Grable and company. Absolutely rolled. Sal Rojas was our CRP 4x4 truck outfitters player of the game. Could have gone to any number of Reds. They were, by early third quarter, it was mercy rule time, and they rolled up Weld Central 49-6. She did not go around on that one, and it is one ball, no strikes here to Riley Leak. We got other football scores for you. If you didn't get your scoreboard, I'll give it to you, let you know all the football scores from last night. This one fouled away. 2A games last night, Resurrection Christian, Jeff Van Winkle's club, 47-0 at Devlin. So rolling. Boy, the Cougars, I mean, they are stacked to win a title this year. We'll see if they get there. Platte Valley struggled early, but a 34-6 win for Troy Hoffman and the Broncos. Pitcher ground ball to second base, right side Alexa Schmidt, the senior. She'll throw her out. That's five in a row, the first five retired by Sadie Ross. Two gone. And here comes Carly Tatalini, the sophomore center fielder. University last night, Casey Dawson Company, they have a great start. 48-16 win against Fort Lupton. Thursday night, 2A, if you didn't hear it, Berthoud had Corey Tickner on the postgame show last night. Kyle Johnson able to catch up with him. 40-0, Berthoud beat Almeida. Pitch on the way, fastball right there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. We'll filter you the rest of those football scores here shortly when we get a chance. Tatalini from the left side, the sophomore. Pitch missed outside. Looks like a ball and a strike here to the sophomore center fielder. Tatalini at 471. One of the top hitters on this club. Pitch fouled away there. Got a piece of the umpire. And the count goes a ball and two strikes. Just one extra base hit, so Tatalini mostly just a singles hitter, but pretty good average in there. Not a ton of at-bats, though, if you look at that. Eight hits in 17 at-bats. And the pitch, they go around third. She did not offer at it. She was able to check her swing there. And so the count remains a ball and two strikes. 8-0 Reds, second inning. Blake Duncan said, hey, jump on my back here, folks. I'm going to lead off with a home run. You follow me, and they sure did. Ground ball to second. Schmidt, nice play in the hole, and she throws her out. Well, 1-2-3 again in the second inning for the Beat Diggers. We'll go to the bottom of the second here in Aurora. It is the Reds 8, the Beat Diggers nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Billings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the second inning. The Reds tattooed the softball in the first inning, their first try. They brought 13 hitters to the plate, scored eight of them. Two of the shots left the park, a Blake Duncan leadoff home run. And here's Yaya, who lines one to shortstop, and Brooklyn Rule takes a base hit away from her. Puente hit it hard, but athletic senior Brooklyn Rule there up in the air to take a base hit away. Jamie Woody will come up now. It's important for Mason Unrein, the sophomore here, just to try and settle her team and get out of the inning without giving up anything, just so they can start to do some work offensively. You say that, and then you realize they got a battle against Sadie Ross and her 1.49 ERA. Woody walked and scored in the first. Here she is in the second. Unrein deals, and the pitch hard hit ground ball right at second base, though. Riley Leak will go over to first with, and there's two away. So two gone in the second for the Reds. And Julia Meager, the freshman who walked and scored in the first inning, will come to the plate. Braylon Rule, the sophomore sister of Brooklyn, started the game in the circle and just could not find anything. Four walks, a hit batter, two home runs. Eight hitters in, she was going to the bench. No balls and a strike here to Meager. Unrein deals, and the 0-1 pitch is off speed, and it hit her. Second time that the Reds here in the first inning and two-thirds have been hit by a pitch. Meager's down to first, and Brooke Beacom also walked and scored in the first. Boy, I said that three batters in a row. Woody, Meager, Beacom, all in the first inning, walked and scored. You can say the same about Sadie Ross. Walks, hit batters, going to come back and kill you, especially when you get into the big time, the state tournament right here. Dale Hughes, longtime coach here. Ninth straight trip to state this year for the Eaton Reds. Fifth time in the last 9 years to the Final Four. And two of those last 8 years were runner-up finishes. And the Reds want to kick that door in this year, grab the title, and run back with it. Now who will they get? You got Lutheran and University on the far field from us right now. And they're just about ready to throw their first pitch over there. All right, here we go. Unrein to Brooke Beacom. Pitch on the way to Beacom is skied into center field. That's going to be Carly Tattellini or the second baseman on the edge of the outfield grass. It's Riley Leak, the second baseman, who puts it away. So the Reds are done in the second inning. No runs, no hits. They leave one on the hit batter. We'll go to the third inning here in Aurora. It's Reds 8 and the Beat Diggers nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, let's head to the third inning. Brush Beat Diggers will come to the plate here, the Preps Radio Game of the Week. And my guess is it's going to be two games of the week here today. It's brought to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today at 352-033. They'll give you a quote to fit your budget. This one fouled away off the left side. Yeah, they'll give you a quote. They'll keep your. They'll absolutely. You know what they'll do is they'll give you peace of mind at the Williams Insurance Agency. They'll take care of you, your family, make sure you're covered to the hilt. Everything that you need, no question about it. They work hard so you can worry less. It's the Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. All right, two balls, two strikes here to Alexis Corral, then Harley Holdren and Kylie Abreu. And that pitch. They look down at first for the check on the swing, and they say, no, she didn't go. So it's three balls and two strikes. Sadie Ross, 77 innings now this year, seven walks. Pitch on the way. Just as soon as I said that, there's ball four inside. So leadoff walk for the Beat Diggers. See if they can make something out of that, trailing 8-0 here. Harley Holdren, the designated player. Will come to the plate now, the junior for the Beat Diggers. Holdren, limited number of plate appearances so far this year. 4-for-6 at the plate. Pitch has popped up and no, Yaya couldn't find it. Popped up behind the plate. Yaya looking all around. The last place you looked, the ball was hitting the floor. So it's a foul ball. No balls and one strike here. The Reds 8 runs on 4 hits, including home runs by Blake Duncan and Yaya Puente. Sadie Ross got the first 6 hitters. Now the leadoff hitter here in the third, a walk. Here's a ground ball, diving stab. Great play. That is Jamie Woody to make a wonderful toss from her belly to Alexis Schmidt. What a play by Jamie Woody at first base. And there's one away. Runner will move to second. Boy, she steals a base hit away from Harley Holdren there. And with one out and Corral down at second base, Kylie Abreu, the senior first baseman, will come to the plate here for the Beat Diggers. And the pitch is hit to left field and deep. That one has all kinds of gas. Good night. And the Beat Diggers are on the board. Two-run shot by Abreu. Well, something for the Brush fans to cheer about. It's 8-2 now. That one was a no-doubter. Abreu, the 9-hole hitter. And she gets home run number 3 on the year for her. and RBIs number 8 and 9. So one out, two runs in for the Beat Diggers, and here's Brooklyn Rule back to the top of the order. Ground ball wide of the bag at third and on through into left field for a base hit. So here come the Beat Diggers. They said, hey, we're still breathing. Might be 8-0, might be a huge hill to climb, but here they come. It's 8-2 and a runner aboard. Here comes the younger of the Rule sisters, Braylon Rule. Take that back. It is Mason Unrein who took over for her on the mound. So Unrein at the plate and the pitch on the way. They throw down to second, and she has stolen it. So Brooklyn Rule steals second base. It is Mason Unrein now. The sophomore to play, trying to drive another run in here. Pitch on the way there, and that one's in for a strike. So no balls, two strikes. Sadie Ross trying to limit the damage here in the third inning. Two runs shot by Kylie Abreu. Ross set to go again. The freshman deals fastball way behind it, but hanging in there is Unrein. She fouls it over near her on-deck circle. And the count remains no balls and two strikes here. 3A football scores last night, if you didn't catch them. Meade Mavericks 49-6. Pitch on the way there. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. That's Jason Klatt's team. A throw down to second, now stealing third, and the throw to third gets away. And in to score is Brooklyn Rule. She stole third, they threw late and threw it away, and the run is in. It's 8-3 now. Sometimes an early lead will get you to be a little complacent, but I don't think that's the issue here for the Reds. It's 8-3 now, and Grace Georgiou with two outs and no one on for the Beat Diggers down by a five spot. And that's what the Reds have to say is, hey, let's start over right here, but we've got a five-run cushion. Other 3A football scores last night, Fort Morgan being tied at halftime with Mountain View ends up a 21-10 victor. This one's ripped. Right center field going back is Pink Staff. She can't get there. It's off the fence in right center field. Georgiou's into second with a sliding double. Third brush hit of the inning. Home run, double, and a single here in the inning. And Natalie Poss, the senior third baseman, will come to the plate here. Boy, Georgiou can hit. She hit that grand slam. Our first broadcast of the year in softball was in Kersey. And the Beat Diggers mercied the very young Platte Valley Broncos. But Georgiou was our initial CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Week as she went deep. I think she had seven ribbies in the game and a grand slam. All right, here's Natalie Poss with Georgiou at second and two outs. And the pitcher on the way, did that hit her? No, it's inside. Dribbled by her feet. It's a ball and no strikes here. Riley Leek is out on deck, the senior second baseman for the Beat Diggers, if Natalie Poss can keep it going here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball back to the box. That'll be Sadie Ross. She'll throw her out at first, and the Beat Diggers are done in the third, but not before they creep back into the ballgame. Three runs on three hits. A two-run shot by Kylie Abreu will go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Eaton 8 and the Brush Beat Diggers 3. This is to get to the championship game for the 3A state tournament. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jackwagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles, so go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jackwagon RC in Greeley today.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home, making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the third inning. The Reds have Olivia Comer, the nine hitter. I take that back. We have a new hitter here. But no, it's Brooke Beacom. I take that back. So Beacom, that's right. They got, my scorecard's not right if that's the case. Here's Brooke. She's going to lead things off, though. You got Comer on deck. Here's the pitch, and it's swing and a miss. Beacom walked and scored in the first inning. Here she is in the third now. One ball, one strike. Mason Unrein, the sophomore, deals way up and out. It's two balls and one strike here. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. They still give you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, they man the elite contracting company that is Buildings by Design. That one swung on and missed right there, so it's even at two balls and two strikes. Give Buildings by Design a call at 842-5837. That's 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. The sophomore deals, and the pitch is up. Three balls, two strikes now. 3-2 here to Brooke Beacom, leading off the third inning for the Reds. Here's the look and the pitch from Unrein. Down low, ball four. So here in the third, leadoff walk for Brooke Beacom, and Olivia Comer will come to the plate here for the Reds. That'll mean Blake Duncan, who started this whole scoring extravaganza for the Reds off today with a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first inning. She's out on deck. Here's Comer, base hit for Olivia, an RBI single in the first inning. And that pitch is up. It's a ball and no strikes. Well, we'll see how the sophomore Mason Unrein goes. As we said, 75 innings of pitching coming in this year. Is that the number that I don't want to misquote this? Here's the next pitch. That's chopped to right. That's going to be tough. Diving play. She can't get there. Olivia Odell stretched out, couldn't get there. It's going to roll into the corner. To third base here goes Beacom. And at second with a double is Olivia Comer. She's two for two. And the Reds have second and third here. Nobody out. Talking about the sophomore Unrein. Yeah, 73 innings coming in, totally in innings pitched for the Beat Diggers, and 67 of them were by rule, just four by Unrein. Those stats are a little shady. They only show 14 games. They played 18, so you know those aren't up to date. Here's the pitch. The Reds, on the other hand, thank you to Dale Hughes and their staff, they put their stats in immediately, always up to date. Second and third here, nobody out, third inning. Blake Duncan with a chance to drive a couple more in here. Homered in the first. Here's the pitch. That's up in the zone. One ball and no strikes. The home run by Duncan was her first of the year. What a way to get things going for the Reds here in the state semifinals. Two balls, no strikes, first base open here. Unrein, the sophomore, deals in the pitch. Popped up center field. Going out is the second baseman. Coming in, the center fielder, Tadalini, and it falls between them. Base hit and in to score is Beacom, and stopping at second there, or staying at second. I think Comer thought it was going to be caught. Beacom's able to score when it fell, but Comer couldn't go anywhere. But it's a base hit anyway. First and second for the Reds. That's three ribbies in the ballgame for Blake Duncan. And that pitch got away. Runners will move up to second and third. So pass ball there. So you have second and third, nobody out here. And the Reds with a 9-0 advantage here and two more runners on here. Still nobody out. Pink staff at the plate. Here's the pitch to Emily. It's up in the zone. So two balls, no strikes. First base open again for the Reds here. Boy, the Beat Diggers continue to give free passes. looking to pitch, and that one hit her. Boy, just as I said that, that's the third hit batter of the ballgame. Base is now loaded, nobody out. Five walks and three hit batters by the two Brush pitchers today. Eight free passes. Add in three singles, a double, and two home runs. And here comes Tom Odell into the circle again to talk to his pitcher. But they really have nowhere to go here. They've only got one other pitcher that has any innings. If my memory serves. Yeah, well, they've got two other pitchers who have both pitched one out in the season. Everything else, about 99% of the innings, are the first two pitchers we've seen for the Beat Diggers today. So if you guess, it's probably Mason Unrein, the sophomore, the rest of the way here. Bases loaded, 9-3, Reds lead here, and a chance to get the three runs that Brush put on the top of the inning back. Reds got eight in the first, Brush three in the third. And now I think they're talking about trips to the circle for Tom Odell. And the umpire said, yeah, you've made two trips, so he has to stay put, I believe. We'll see what that's about. All right, 9-3 Reds, here we go. Sadie Ross at the plate, and the pitch is in for a strike. No balls and a strike. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning here in Aurora. Playing for the right to go to the state championship game. Reds would like to land there for the third time in the last 9 years. Here's the look in the pitch. Ross takes, and it's down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Sadie in the ballgame walked and singled both in the first inning when the Reds had 14 hitters come to the plate. Pitch on the way, and Ross skies one. Center field, shallow, coming on now and making the catch is Tadalini, and everybody has to hold. So that's the first out. If that's out number two, my guess is Dale Hughes might be sending Olivia Comer there, but the first out, proceed with caution, and you've got Jenny Jarnigan, the RBI queen, coming up here. Almost 120 RBIs her first 2 years at the school. And then in the COVID-shortened year, here's a drive to left field. This could be trouble. Going back, away back at the fence and making the catch is the left fielder Alex Corral. And in to score on the sac fly. I thought for a second we were going to get a grand slammer there. Sacrifice fly for Jarnigan. She gets her first RBI of the ballgame here. In to score is Comer. Duncan and Pinkstaff have to stay where they are. So first and second, two outs. The Reds have two of the three runs back that Brush got in the top of the inning. And it is 10-3 now, Eaton in front. Pitch on the way to the plate, and Yaya Puente takes it outside. It's a ball and no strikes. Yaya, a three-run shot in the first, then bounced out to shortstop in the second inning. Unrein set to go again. Mason delivers the pitch to Yaya. Line drive, base hit to left field. Around third base here comes Blake Duncan. The throw is offline. Everybody's going to move up on the throw as well. The base runners will. RBI single for Yaya. And she is ripping the ball just like she did the rest of the year. Duncan scores to third base, goes Pinkstaff. And on the throw, Yaya to second. And the Reds own an 11-3 advantage here in the third inning. And Jamie Woody will be coming to the plate. Dale Hughes is down to, I think we get a courtesy runner. Yeah, we do. All right, so set to go courtesy runner. And into the box here comes Jamie Woody, the left-hand hitting first baseman. The Reds with three more here in the third. 11-3 now over the Beat Diggers. Unrein deals in the pitch, pop foul and out of play. And it's no balls and a strike to the left-hand hitting first baseman for the Reds. All right, other scores. Let's get back to the football scoreboard. How about Lane Wassinger and the Roosevelt Rough Riders last night? Number 5, Frederick, who did lose a lot of seniors. I get that. And sometimes those early rankings are a little misleading. But how about Roosevelt going to Frederick and coming home with a 45-10 win? We'll have Lane Wasinger and the Riders against the Meade Mavericks. That'll be on Friday night for you. So, boy, oh, boy, that's a good one coming up from Johnstown. Pitch on the way, hit the left field. That's hit well. Going back, looking up, and this ball's going to be off the fence. In comes one, here comes another, and the Reds on a 10-run lead at 13-3 and a two-run double by Jamie Woody. Well, the bats are alive for the Reds. Let's just say that. Two outs, runner at second. Five runs here in the third after an 8-run first for the Reds. And Sadie Ross, she's looking good in the circle right now with a 10-run lead here in the third inning. Here's the pitch on the way to the plate. And Julia Meager, the freshman DP, stands in and takes it up in the air for one ball and no strikes. 4A football games, I didn't tell you. Thursday night, 3A-wise, Northridge lost a tough one. This one's popped foul, and it'll go out of play. So it'll be a ball and a strike here to Julia Meager, the ninth hitter of the inning. Anyway, Northridge lost to Green Mountain 21-14 on Thursday. Friday night scores in 4A last night. Greeley West, boy, Jason Renoff's team got a tough start. Erie knocked them out 52-12, took them to the woodshed. How about Brighton knocking out Longmont? Doug Johnson and the Trojans, who normally have just a great program all year long. 32-17, Brighton, the Bulldogs. Brighton had a pretty good year last year, too, so that program's moving up. Skyline beat Silver Creek 41-17, and Broomfield got by Monarch 27-20. Thursday night in 4A, Loveland won 49-23 over number 8 Heritage. This pitch is ripped left field and deep. If it's fair, it might be out of here, and this ball is gone. It is a two-run shot for Julia Meager, her first home run of the year. So Blake Duncan, Julia Meager get their initial home runs of the year. And it is 15-3 Reds. Wow, what an onslaught. 14 hitters in the first inning, 9 hitters here in the third. And Brooke Beacom, who has walked twice and scored twice, comes to the plate. Here's the pitch from Unrein. Swing and a miss. She's out in front of the breaking pitch there. 5A scores last night. Fossil Ridge. How about Jeff Fulton and company getting their opening game win? They won at home against Horizon. 21-14 in that victory. Here's the look in the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Rocky Mountain last night, or rather a Thursday night, shut out Prairie View 28-0. Those are all your football scores for Thursday and Friday night. Here, 15-3 Reds in the third inning. Pitch on the way, that's way up. The key to this one for the Reds was getting on Braylon Rule, the sophomore, who had pitched almost all of Brush's innings this year. They knocked her out after 8 hitters. An 8-run first inning. Swung on and missed by Beacom, and she goes down on strikes, and we are done with 3 innings. But the Reds, they pick up 7 more runs in the third inning. They own a 15-3 lead. If they can hold the Beat Diggers here in the top of the fourth inning, we're done. It's a 12-run ball game as we go to the fourth. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the fourth inning out here at the Aurora Sports Park. State semifinal action, and it is 15-3 Reds. 8 runs in the first, 7 in the third. The Beat Diggers, they've got to score here in the fourth inning or this one's over. And the Reds will head to the championship game against the winner of either University or Lutheran. Which I'll tell you what, if we end this thing early, I'm going to go watch that one for a little bit. They started a half an hour after us here. So they've got to be early on in that one. I do not have a score from that one yet. But I'm going to walk over there here at the end of this half inning and get one for you. We'll do a full Alt Feed Mill postgame show after this one. And then line you up for that 12:30 pregame. Proactive physical therapy pregame show ahead of the championship game. This is a foul ball off the foot of Riley Leak, the senior second baseman. So you've got Leak, Tatalini, and Corral, and they need something here, the Beat Diggers. They trail by 12. Semifinal mercy rule may be coming your way. It's highly likely. Would it be a four-inning mercy? That could happen right here if they don't score. Reds trying to pick up their 17th win of the year, go to 17-2. Beat Diggers did the Reds a little bit of a favor. The only team that beat the Reds all year, the Lions did it twice. And Beat Diggers took care of them yesterday. Ground ball to first here. Woody's going to go to the bag and beat her to it, and there's one away. Reds two outs away from advancing to the state championship game for the third time in 9 years. And it's time for the Reds maybe to kick that door down. However, who's going to be on the other side? Will it be UH and Chris Hutton, or will it be Lutheran? We'll find that out. All right, pitch to Tadlini. Ross deals, and that one is up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. Terrific performance for Sadie Ross so far, save for the third inning. She got knocked around a little bit in the third. Here's the pitch. That one's ripped foul. And so it's a ball and a strike here to the left-hand hitting sophomore center fielder for the Brush Beat Diggers. Beat Diggers knocked the Reds out of the tournament last year in the quarterfinals. Reds trying to turn around and say, hey, we got you this year. Here's the look and a pitch off speed. She started to offer at it and held up, and it's low and away. And it's two balls and a strike here. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up when we're done. We will get to our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Game. Also, our Play of the Game, presented by Desiree Pettinger. And that's one up in the zone right there. So it is three balls and one strike here to Carly Tatalini. Alexis Corral, the senior left fielder, is out on deck here for the Beat Diggers. Ross deals fastball, popped up, going to be shortstop. That's Blake Duncan, the sophomore, in the sun, able to put it away, shielding her eyes from the sun there. And there's two down. And the Eden Reds, folks, yes, sir, they are one out away from a championship Saturday here. All right, Alexis Corral, the senior left fielder, walked and scored in that third inning when the Beat Diggers put up their three runs. Pitch on the way, and that one's up in the zone. One ball and no strikes. Probably see almost the same lineup, if not exactly the same, for the Reds in the championship. That one got away inside. And you're at two balls and no strikes here. Two and oh, here's the look and the pitch, and that one is a fastball in at the letters for a strike. Two balls and a strike here. If you're thinking UH gets there to try to defend their crown, the Eaton Reds beat the Dogs 17-6 in their last meeting, and 11-5 the one before that. This just seems like it is the golden road for the Reds. This just might be their year. Let's see here. 15-3. Two balls, two strikes, pitch. She started to offer and then held back. And you're full. Three balls and two strikes now to Alexis Corral, the senior left fielder. Ross can get a strikeout here. We're done and headed to the championship. 3-2 pitch by Sadie. Swinging a ground ball to third. Jarnigan. Jenny throws to first, and the Reds will go to the championship game. They win the semifinal 15-3 in Mercy Rule fashion against the Brush Beet Diggers. And this one is history. We're back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Aurora, Colorado from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. I'm Clark Johnson. And the Eaton Reds make short order of the Brush Beet Diggers in the state semifinals. They're 15-3. But you kind of knew it was going to be that kind of day for the Reds when Blake Duncan led off the sophomore with a home run. And then Yaya Puente joined the party with a three-run shot in the first. The Reds, 8 runs in the first inning, 7 in the third, and they beat the Beet Diggers on Mercy Rule 15-3 in a 3.5-inning game. Let's get to it with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132. It is the Alt Feed Mill. All right, let's do this, folks. Final totals in the ballgame for the Reds. First, 15 runs on 9 hits. For the Beet Diggers, 3 runs on 3 hits. Sadie Ross is the winner. She gets her 13th win against 1 loss this year. 4 innings, 3 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts, and 3 earned runs. A couple of scores we want to pass along. University and Lutheran right now, they're pretty early on, about the third inning there. 5-0 Lutheran ahead of the defending state champions. So will it be Lutheran and Eaton, or can Chris Hutton and the Bulldogs make a comeback in that one? We'll let you know as soon as we get back on the air at 12:30 with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show ahead of the state championship game today. All right, and the other score I want to pass along is 4-0 lead for Dave Phillip and his Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Can they go get a championship? This is Fossil Ridge's seventh time in the last 8 years in the Final Four. They've been 3 of the last 6 years to the championship, kind of like the Reds, though. Reds will go to their third championship in 9 years, and both Fossil Ridge and Eaton trying to kick that door down and claim a state title. Maybe both of them can get that today. We'll see how that comes out. All right, let's get to our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters player of the game. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. All right, well, let's go player of the game. I'm going to go all the way back to where it started. Blake Duncan, the sophomore shortstop, led it off with a solo shot, also had a 2-run single in the ballgame, and had a great day, the sophomore shortstop for the Reds. She is our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters player of the game. Let's go to the play of the game. That presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell you where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Alt, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado. Online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. The play of the game, well, let's stay in the first inning for the Reds. And the one that really said, hey, you're going to have to come and get us today, Yaya Puente, with her 3-run shot in the first inning. It was one of 3 Reds home runs in the ballgame. For Yaya, it was her 3rd of the year. Blake Duncan and Julia Meager hit their first home runs of the year in the ballgame. That is our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. We'll come back and wrap this one up, at least the first one. Remember, we'll be back on the air with you at 12:30 this afternoon ahead of the 1 o'clock first pitch, that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch coming to you at 1 o'clock for the state championship game, the Reds against either Lutheran or University, Lutheran leading the Bulldogs 5-0 early in that one. All right, we'll come back and wrap this up. Last segment of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show is next. This time out brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right, A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Coming this November, an inspiring new feature for the Front Range. It's Fort Lupton's first Field of Honor flag display for the week surrounding Veterans Day. The Field of Honor focuses on honoring veterans who have served our nation at home and abroad. Law enforcement officers, fire, EMS, and frontline workers have similarly earned our gratitude through their service and sacrifice now more than ever. To learn more about this incredible event and to purchase your flag or sponsorship, visit healingfield.org and click Find an Event.
Wondering if you're going to have enough money to retire? Changing jobs and you don't know what to do with your 401k? Or are you trying to keep the government from getting your children's inheritance? No matter what your financial question is, Ron Richards of Retirement Mastery can help. Call Ron at 970-310-4084. That's 970-310-4084.
Join Julie and me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Get financially educated or get left behind.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Aurora, Colorado, and the Eden Reds just blow the Brush Beat Diggers off the mat here in the state semifinals, 15-3. So they're on to the championship game, the Reds are. And it'll be either Lutheran or UH. Lutheran right now leads the defending champs 5-0 in that one. So I'm going to go watch that for a little bit and move the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth about, 150 feet to the championship diamond here, where the Reds will try to claim their first softball state title in school history. So third time in 9 years the Reds will be to the championship game. It was Strasburg that knocked them out the other two times, so there are no Indians standing in the way. That's a good thing for the Reds. All right, Reds win it 15-3 here. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, for knocking this one out of the park. We'll be back on the air with you about 12:30, 12:35, ahead of that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch at 1 o'clock for the state championship today. All right, I'm Clark Johnson. We'll see you guys in a little bit. 15-3, the Reds win this one. They're going to the championship, folks, at 1 o'clock. We're back at 12:30 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.